Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, everyone, at 2:07 in the morning. This is DJ Nikki Jail, but unfortunately, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Unfortunately, today, it's actually just DJ Nikki J, because Yael, or Jail, had a, or has a test. So good luck to her on her American elections test today. She also just had a oil and energy test. So she's busy. She's a busy girl. And I am here at the radio station because I have nothing else to do. Just kidding. I'm also busy, but I'm committed. I'm so committed that I walked here from my house today in the middle of the night. And my house isn't close. It's not that far, but it's like 0.5 miles maybe. And it's cold out and I'm tired, but I couldn't be more excited to be talking to you all today. And it's hard to talk about stuff when I'm just talking into the abyss with no one here to keep me company. But let's talk about my day. Thanks for asking. I woke up and I went to physical chemistry. I actually decided to take notes today. Sometimes I actually just put in my headphones, ignore whatever is going on, and just listen to music. I did that the other day in my other class too, when I was just like not in the mood to talk to anyone. But I didn't do that today, and actually wrote down what he was saying and understood for the first time in many classes, or half understood what was going on today. And then usually on Mondays, I talk with this girl from Brazil named Tayana, and she, but it was a holiday today in Brazil. I'm not sure which one, but I didn't talk to her today. So my afternoon was clear, so I took a shower instead, and then I got dressed, and then I went to the SEC. I did some work, then I did a problem set, and then I went to Japanese popular culture class, and then I went home and had an interview. Well, not an interview for me. I interviewed someone. So me and my friend M write this column in the Tufts Daily, and it's about, I feel like I haven't talked about this before. If I have, I don't care. It's about matching, we're matchmakers on campus. And so we have two people in mind and we send them on a blind date. Usually, actually every blind date has been the same, you know, formula, I guess. So it's, we get a little bottle of wine, picnic blanket, send them out. They have drinks, then they go get dinner. That's the date. And then we interview them after. And so I interviewed my friend Mayura because we set up Mayura on a date today. And they're usually, all the dates are like, well, they're not boring, but I want drama. I want a hookup. I want someone to say something bad about one another. Everyone's always nice. Everyone's always diplomatic, but I get it. I would be too. So I interviewed her, me and Em wrote that article. I actually just wrote it before I came here at like 1 a.m. Yeah. I lost my MacBook charger today too, which is really unfortunate. You don't realize how much you use a MacBook charger. And so I keep stealing it from my housemates, Maria and Em, and they passive aggressively text me or come up to me and like, Nick, do you have my Mac charger? I'm like, yes, I do. You know I do. Don't be surprised. Guys, yeah, that literally is my day. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna play some more music. Oh, what you just heard Electricity by Evan McIntosh. I listen to this song actually so much now, and by so much I mean in the past 3 days after my good friend Saba showed it to me. Saba is obsessed with the artist Evan McIntosh. They're really good. They just performed in Boston. Saba just went to see them. So you guys should listen to them. Evan McIntosh, Electricity. It's really good. Anyway, the next song you're going to hear is Leave the Door Open by Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars and Silk Sonic. Also a great song. And yeah, Okay. See you in a minute.
I look too good, to be alone. Ooh. My house clean, my pool warm. Just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. So
I'm gonna leave the door open, girl.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend. Make and lose his mind every weekend. You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send him my way. Think I got it covered for the weekend. I gotta say I'm in the mood for a little bit more that. I mean, I'm saying what kind of these is today. More of them, you on me, on us. Just tell me you want me, yeah, one day, and I'll be at your door, ready to take a place, ready to give you what you've been missing on weekdays, what you've been waiting for. 10:30, no later than, drop them drawers. I know what you. I'm satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend. Make and lose his mind every weekend. You take Wednesday, Thursday, then just send him my way. Think I got it covered for the weekend.
Hey, that was The Weeknd by SZA. I always listen to the funk remix one, and then I listened to this one the other day, and I was like, oh, this one's honestly kind of better. So yeah, that was just a revelation I had the other day. I also, for the first time today, actually looked at my classes for next semester, because I had not done that yet, which I feel like I should have, because I have a hold on my registration, have not emailed my advisor, and we are registering for classes on Friday. And like usual, I have the worst registration time. It's like at 10:45. I feel like the best is 9, because they're 15 minute integral things. It's okay. But I am, if anyone was wondering, signing up for organic chemistry, biochemistry. What's the other one? I don't know. And Portuguese 4 and Brazilian film, I think. Yeah. And guys, I don't know. I haven't been to class. I didn't go to last class for Portuguese because I was away. But apparently, someone texted me today and was like, "Nick, the Portuguese department is probably going to get shut down," which is so stupid. Why are you? I just don't understand how the school is not prioritizing or doesn't have enough funding. For a whole language department. And it's Portuguese. It's not even a weird language. It's a widely spoken language, especially in the area, Massachusetts. like Massachusetts is, I think, after Spanish, Portuguese is the most widely spoken language. And you have Fall River, you have New Bedford, and then literally where Tufts is, Somerville, Medford, a Brazilian immigrant population here is one of the biggest communities. And so for Tufts to be like, we're an inclusive and diverse institution, and then in the same breath cut the whole language department that students are using to, you know, serve marginalized communities in their own backyard, I just don't understand. And it's like, we have to get... So what is basically happening is that they're cutting the minor and in the co-coordinator position. And so they basically just need another teacher. Which, like, I mean, we're... Tuition here costs what? I don't know, like $80,000 if you're not on financial aid. And that's like two people's tuitions here. They can't find, like, I'm talking like I know how much it costs to get a teacher here. But it really can't be more than like two or three people's tuitions to get another teacher. It's just really stupid. I don't know. And I'm sad I can't take Portuguese anymore, or I don't know what the future of it holds. But so I'm signing up for as many classes I can for Portuguese. So me and Maria, my girlie, are going to get well acquainted next semester, I hope. I'm also kind of scared. Like, language classes are hard. I don't know. Yeah, they're just hard, especially here. But yeah, save the Portuguese department. Yep. And yeah, I remember last time I was here, I was talking with the L about going to Vermont. I remember us like being like, oh, it's going to be crazy. It was actually just like so tame and like nothing crazy happened. Yeah. Like it was just really kind of like relaxing and pretty. So, it was weird. Like, there was weird parts of the trip. Where we stayed was really weird. It was like this compound with like an art garden in front of it. I wish I could show you pictures over air, but it basically was just a large square house with lots of glass. And then on the outside was just like kind of sculptures and stuff. I didn't really know a lot of the people on the trip, but everyone was like pretty chill. Yeah, like, I don't know, I had a good time. The first night, you know, the car that drove up to Vermont, we had a fun car. We had great songs. We had a fun little time. We went bowling. We got Five Guys. Yeah, it was fun. That night I slept on the floor next to the radiator, like a little mouse. Because it was hot near the radiator, so I was like, let me sleep next to that. And there weren't any beds available. I'm not just like choosing to sleep on the floor. But then the second night, I actually did weasel my way into a bed with three other of my friends, which was kind of fun of us. I was sleeping like a pencil. And yeah, that second day, we woke up, went thrifting. I got a green shirt, a green little, like, I don't know, sweater-ish kind of thingy. I don't know. It's cute. And then we went on a really beautiful drive. It was like, it had been raining that day, and so all the clouds and fog kind of settled into the valley. And so we were just driving on this long kind of mountainous road for like a half an hour. It was just really nice. And then we went back, walked around our compound hotel mansion anything. It was so weird. Like, you drive into this town, and all the houses are like, you know, typical Vermont rural. Like, I mean, they're not like crazy houses. They're just whatever houses. And then you drive up to where we're staying, and it's like on top of this like long driveway is just this like huge house. It's just weird. We were confused on like what the purpose of it was. maybe a front. Maybe a front for a family. I don't know. And then, yeah, where was I going with that story? Oh, yeah, we went on the drive, came back, did our walk. And then we just chilled out, drank a little, drank some water. Yeah. And then, oh, this girl from Louisiana made, like, these, she made beans and sausage and rice for us, and I had not planned any meals for that trip, so it was really nice to just, she was like, oh, yeah, it's like a labor of love. That's not what her accent was like. I don't know. She kind of had an accent. But, yeah, so that was nice. And then we kind of had a little dance party in the basement. Yeah. And which started off with us dancing to the Strokes. I was like, this is the most like quirky white dance party I've ever been to in my life. I mean, how can you like, I mean, we're listening to the Strokes. It's not like we're like tearing up the dance floor with the Strokes. And then the aux changed, thank God. And it got better. And then I went and fell asleep on the couch and went to bed. And that was my day. Oh, and then we drove home, got breakfast in this cute little town. But the people there were like, they were just rude. I mean, we came, I guess we were like a big group, but like it was like 10 people. I mean, it's not like we're overwhelming your restaurant. And so they were closing for lunch, to kind of just transition from their breakfast to lunch menu. And so like they kept the door open. And then every time someone would walk in, they'd be like, they had a panic attack and be like, we're closed for lunch. We're closed for lunch. I'm like, you can just close the door, put a sign up instead of taking out your frustration on us. I would ask for like a water or a cup or like just to pay for breakfast. And the lady would like not talk to me, slam open the register and like glare at me. And she kind of did that to everyone. Everyone was like, this is weird vibes. Anyway, food is good though. Drove home. That was my Saturday. And then I got, then I went to dinner with my friend Rachel, saw her mom. And that was cute. Her mom's really, really beautiful. And I'm not saying that in a weird way. just a nice person. I got a text from Rachel that night that made my day. And I'm being annoying on radio and being vain, but I have like one listener, so I can say whatever I want. And she was like, I bet I have zero listeners now. I started off with 17 listeners, and then I check, or maybe it wasn't updated, but now I have one listener, guys. Like, really? That's so embarrassing. But anyway, Rachel's mom. Oh, I have three listeners now. Rachel's mom said, I look like a little Timothy Chalamet. And if that, with my wavy hair and sharp face, I'm like being so annoying right now. But that made my night. I screenshotted it, that text, keeping it there for when I'm feeling ugly, just to remind myself that someone told me I looked like Timothy Chalamet. There you go. I don't know what else I was gonna say, but let's listen to Alicia Keys, right? Literally love her the most. She's coming to Boston actually this August, so buy those tickets. I know I'm gonna buy them. Up next is You Don't Know My Name. Yeah, I'll check in a bit.
I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. And I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. Cell phone breaking. Hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say?
She may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary wearing the same old jaggy dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, but when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Na, 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 na. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things that she'll never, never, never possess. But while she's there waiting to ride a little tenderness, that's all you got to do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her griefs and cares, but the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. Squeeze her, don't tease her, believe her. Got to try a little tenderness. And all you got to do, you got.
got to do.
Nah, nah, nah.
You got to know how to love her now. Real good, oh. And try.
And try.
A little tenderness.
Try.
A little tenderness. A little. Try.
You got to
try.
That was Try a Little Tenderness, a cover of the original, I think by Otis Redding, maybe? I think so. And that was by Pip Millett. I love that song. Has anyone call in? Tell me. Just kidding, don't call in. I low-key, actually, no, you can call in. But I don't know if I can answer the phone right. It worked last time, but I had help. Has anyone listened to the new Taylor Swift, whatever, the vault of Red, I think? I don't know. I really haven't, actually. I haven't. And I have no authority talking about it. But I did listen to one song that my roommate, Caroline, who, like, has an aneurysm every time she hears a Taylor Swift song, goes crazy. She knows everything about her. Like everything. It's crazy. But she showed me the collab called, I'm going to look it up. Nothing New with Phoebe Bridgers. And that one was good. That one was good. I like Phoebe. I liked the little, like, I love, like, kind of sad songs. And, I don't know. This one was like, when Phoebe Bridgers came in, I was like, okay, this is nice. Otherwise, I just haven't watched, I haven't listened to it, but that doesn't mean I don't know. I probably won't. But love all the Swifties out there. I'm just, yeah. And I had, apparently, I want to watch the music video that everyone's talking about. I haven't done that either. But I actually will do that one, I think. I'll watch it with Caroline. She can tell me all the deets, little hidden details in the video, because I'm sure she knows. But yeah, I was gonna say something else, maybe. I don't know. Crap. No, I really don't think I was, actually. That's all I have to say. Okay. We're just going to play another song. All right. See you again soon. I need to put the music on first.
To say you don't have to stay, can't love you this way. So before it's too late, when we're face to face, don't be afraid to say.
If you blow a smoke ring, yeah.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, that was, let's see. Well, actually, no, it was. It was Smoke by Mac Ayers. That was the one you just heard. And right before that was Don't by her, from her new album. Well, not new, but new since June. Which was really good. You guys should listen to that album. Back of My Mind. The song Don't, actually a lot of the songs in the album, but this one specifically, I like binge listened when my boyfriend broke up with me. And honestly, when I'm looking at the lyrics, it honestly like doesn't really make sense for me to be listening to the song. It's like, don't count on me, babe. Don't wait on me. Which makes more sense from his perspective. But okay. I counted on him. I shouldn't have. But the emotion was there. The emotion, the pain was there. So that was a fun song. Still is great though. I still listen to it. Without actually with the association, but I can still appreciate it. I was also looking at my Spotify Wrapped today, from 2020. Did anyone hear? I feel like I just moved away from the microphone like 10 years. 2020, Spotify Wrapped. And I was looking at my top song, and Space Song by the Beach House. And wow, I must have been angsty a year ago. It's crazy that a year ago my top song was Space Song by the Beach House. And I guess I was a little depresso and angsty if that was my top song. And all my top songs are like just weird vibes. I don't know if much has changed, honestly, since then, but whatever. Anyway, I'm going to flip to a random page in our PSA book. Let's see what we get. All right. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't tape it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Why not cover your computer camera? I used to be so afraid of like computer camera hacking, because I I'm opening a random tab, because I watched Black Mirror, and okay, I don't know what's going on. Okay, fixed it. I watched Black Mirror. There was that one episode where there was this boy. I forget what the episode's called. Who we find out at the end of the film or the end of the show that he ends up watching like child pornography. And the camera, like, kind of, like, turned on, and whoever was behind the camera, like, blackmailed him into doing all this crazy, crazy stuff, so that video wouldn't be leaked of him watching child porn. And then he does all this crazy stuff, and then it gets leaked anyway. So ever since then, I actually haven't covered my camera, but I've always thought about it, because that's just crazy. I don't know. That's scary. Anyway, imagine if we listened to Space Song from my Spotify Wrapped as the next closing song. Would that be crazy? I don't know. We'll find out in the next 10 seconds if we do end up listening to that. Honestly, I don't think we will. I don't think we need to go back to that time. Yeah. All right. It's 2:56. I have like 3 minutes left. Let's just get in another song. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make you listen to that for like 2 seconds. We don't need to listen to that anymore. But that was the space song by whatever, the Beach House or whatever. Now it's Sufjan, the only thing by Sufjan Stevens. Oh, and this was DJ Nikki Jail, minus the jail today, and you were listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. See you guys next Monday.